It is September 17th, 2021, and today we'll be talking about not getting boosters for everyone just yet.
Welcome to Dr. Vaughn's COVID-19 Updates, the podcast that updates you daily on the pandemic.
There has been so much media attention to this question of getting a third shot or a booster for the mRNA vaccines just lately. And today was the day of the meeting. It was the VRBPAC of the CDC that meet, I'm sorry, of the FDA that meets to discuss questions like this, because the company Pfizer that makes one of the mRNA vaccines has turned in data and has requested for there to be a standard third dose given to everybody 6 months after they get their initial series of two shots. And this was such a sure thing in some circles, specifically the White House, that they actually announced it on the CDC's website that this was something that was going to happen this month. And I believe they gave a date for it happening of either tomorrow or next week. Well, the body met, the VRBPAC for the FDA, and they decided that there isn't adequate evidence to support making a recommendation for people who have the Pfizer vaccine to get a third shot at 6 months at this time, at least not everybody. Now, there already is a recommendation for a third shot for people. Approximately 3% of the population falls into this group. And we've done podcasts on this before. People who have a condition with significant immunocompromise or immunosuppression. And those people should get, and there's a list specifically of those people. And again, you can reference that podcast for the full list because I don't have it memorized. I have to check it every time. But they did not rule out the possibility of making a recommendation for people who are above a certain age, or it could also include people who have less immune compromising conditions than the list they had given before. So this is just me speculating, but it could include people with chronic kidney disease and people with diabetes, people on low dose steroid therapy. So this would open it up dramatically to a lot more people for whom we would recommend getting a third shot. And certainly people who are 65 would be a huge group if it went down to that low of an age. It could even go lower. We'll see. So that recommendation may yet come. And as far as which specific vaccines it's for, it may be for more than just the Pfizer. It may also include the Moderna vaccine. Although the president of Moderna actually put out a statement saying that he didn't think that there was a place for giving a third shot of their vaccine just here recently, even though the company had just a little bit before that put out information suggesting that their vaccine should also have a third shot. So there's some conflicting information there. But I do expect that we will see a recommendation for the third shot to expand to people who still have a degree of vulnerability, but aren't as vulnerable as the people who already have the recommendation, but certainly not a universal recommendation. And here's the reason. When they look at the data, they just don't see that there's a super high risk for people getting hurt from COVID infection who already have the full series, as long as they don't have some kind of problem with their immune system. The data just isn't there that it's going to make a huge difference. It may make a difference. They may see that the ability to fight off the virus does go down, but it's not resulting in hospitalizations and death or ICU visits like people who don't have the vaccine at all.
You're listening to a Dr. Vaughn Medical Podcast. You would probably love the Auburn Medical Group YouTube live stream. See Dr. Mark Vaughn and Dr. Gwen Vaughn every Monday afternoon at 4:30 Pacific Time. They discuss timely medical topics and answer questions from the live stream chat during the show. Where else can you ask your medical questions every week and get answers from real medical doctors? You'll find them on the Auburn Medical Group channel on YouTube every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening to today's update. Be sure to be subscribed to not miss future updates, and stay in good health.